song was in the Aaron Hernandez episode last night when he goes to work out in Laguna before the combine.
Okay.
And then he, spoiler alert, Aaron Hernandez
found a new dude.
New dude out in Laguna.
He's always looking for a new dude, whether it's on his motorcycle, whether it's like in the library.
That's
everywhere.
Pretty much the backbone of the show so far is Aaron Hernandez and the dudes. And listen, I mean, you know, this is the story that they're telling, and that's fine. It's just we're five episodes in now. This the latest one takes us up to the combine, and the last, like, two scenes, Robert Kraft is in it, and Belichick is played by Leo Butts or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
You get your first look at Leo Butts as Bill Belichick and the decision to draft him. That was at the very end. So you finally get a glimpse into the Patriots aspect of this, and I'd imagine with only five episodes left, I got to get to the murders pretty soon here. So,
you'd think,
you know, that's
imagine
that's probably
if they never cover
next.
It. It's only about his
just football
that he's gay,
his like, romantic life.
Yeah, it's all about the dudes, and they're like, oh wait, there was a murder. Wow, we should have read that script a little closer.
Yeah. I got to be honest though, that ending last night kind of made me sad. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was a horrible dude. He did horrible things. But
they
just,
really humanized him.
Yeah, they really
episode,
did. In that moment where he finally gets the call from the Patriots and him and his brother had just had this huge fight, but they run back and they're like, yes. And this kid's from Connecticut and he's getting signed to his home team. And I just, knowing how the story ended, I just, my heart broke, man.
Yeah, wow. it was kind of sad. I agree
with
that.
Who knew Stiz was such a sentimental type?
It was. I mean, listen, they've really, and I'm surprised, I was a little surprised to see this. They're really humanizing him.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, like this guy who killed these people, well, allegedly killed these people and was convicted of one of them. I think he was not convicted of the other two. But either way, a very bad guy. And they've, in four
Troubled.
Episodes anyway, humanized him a lot, which I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised to see that. One last thing about the Hernandez thing before we move on. It's so distracting. His brother was big in this last episode. His brother, the kid who plays his brother, looks more like Aaron Hernandez than the kid playing Aaron Hernandez. And
Facts.
It's driving me crazy.
It
he
really
looks The brother looks just like him. The brother looks just like him. And then here comes the guy playing Aaron Hernandez looks like Ronnie from Jersey Shore. That's who he looks like.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
100%, that's who he looks like. And every time I watch him, I'm like, this guy looks like Ronnie, man. Like, I'm waiting for him and Sammy Sweetheart to have a fight.
GTL.
And him to throw all the her bed and their blanket and everything out on the porch. That's what I, whenever I watch that show, that's what I think. Anyways, Spin Zone.
So, Spin Zone. I can come up with at least, let's say 10, around 10 teams on this list that are ahead of the Patriots. Because, well, everybody's ahead of the Patriots on these power rankings. The Patriots might be in a better spot then. And I can make a simple argument. So, 31st is your opponent this week, the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yep.
Who you're favored over. They just handed, I don't know, a couple $100 million to a quarterback who there's at least a possibility he never plays for them again. And since he stopped playing, your genius head coach, since that you just extended through the 28-28 season, has been exposed as nothing more than a quarterback coattail riding fraud. So you're better off than the Miami Dolphins. 30th, the Tennessee Titans. Who's their quarterback?
Tennessee Titans quarterback
you
is
have
right
no
now
idea.
Mason Rudolph or Will Levis.
Okay, so they have a quarterback controversy between Mason Rudolph, who has sneaky winning record, who knew, and Will Levis, who has great guns but not a great quarterback. He throws the ball to the other team more than he throws it to his own team, right?
Yes.
They have aging wide receivers. You don't have wide receivers. They have aging wide receivers. Of course, they still got Treylon Burks on the roster. They wasted a first-round pick on. You're in a better spot than the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if their coach can coach either, so you're even there. Jacksonville Jaguars, they're next. They just handed $260 million to Trevor Lawrence, who last won a game like, I don't know, a year and a half ago or something. And
it was the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a real game. It was the Panthers. That doesn't count. You have a losing quarterback and a coach who's about to lose his job, and you play some of your games in London because you're not even really supported in your stinky city that I didn't like for a Super Bowl and I never, ever want to go back to. How about the New York Football Giants? What's happening there? Oh, you're about to can your coach, who's a good coach, by the way, good offensive mind. You're going to send him to the Patriots where he's going to elevate Drake May and the Patriots offense, and you don't have a quarterback. You don't even have close to a quarterback. You got Danny Dimes. Sorry, you're behind the Patriots. Carolina Panthers, you just benched Bryce Young, a guy you traded up number one overall last year. Patriots, you're in a better off than the Panthers. Browns, you got Deshaun Watson, who's still got two more years guaranteed at the highest cap numbers in the history of the National Football League. You're obviously worse off than the Patriots. How about
I disagree with you there. The Browns' defense is good.
I don't care about the Browns' defense.
The Browns'
you don't have a quarterback,
defense is
you don't
good,
win.
And they have a better quarterback than you. I'm sorry.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Who?
I take Watson over Brissett.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Watson's horrific.
Watson's bad. Brissett's bad, too. I mean, at least Watson at one point in his career had something.
Brissett's not really a starting quarterback. Watson, you traded multiple first-round picks and handed the biggest contract guaranteed in the history of the National Football League to, and you're still on the hook for two more
years. Everybody in the NFL has to give big contracts out to their quarterbacks, Andy. That's not some big surprise.
But when you're wrong about it, it hinders your future.
It does, kind of, but the Patriots aren't paying a quarterback, and their future sucks,
too. And their contract is not a fake contract. It's guaranteed. It's the biggest cap numbers ever held by any player.
That's how it's going now. I mean, I'm sorry. That is how it's going to keep going. It's going to keep trending in that direction.
No, his is fully guaranteed. It's different. Anyway, the Raiders, 25. You better off than the Raiders?
No.
Yes, you are. You know why?
I don't think so.
Their owner. Come on. Their owner's a bit of a boob. And their head coach, you know for a fact their head coach
is not going to work there. Your owner hasn't had a great year.
Hasn't had a great year.
Your owner had, at the very beginning of the season, had this big expose about what a for the Hall of Fame. How he's debasing himself to get into the Hall of Fame. It was
about
on behalf of Robert Kraft.
Yeah, more about.
Not to mention all the stuff with the documentary and everything else. I agree. The Raiders don't have a great owner. But
and they don't have a quarterback at all. At least you have one on your roster that you wanted, correct?
Yes.
They don't.
You're also
you're trading away your best player.
You're basing all of this on the idea that Drake May is going to be better than all these guys.
No, but I don't know that he isn't. I know these guys suck and are in crappy situations at the quarterback position, right? Those are facts.
Right.
I'm spewing facts. Have I said anything that's not true?
In the sense that they're all worse off than the Patriots, yes. I don't think that's necessarily true. You're speculating on that.
No, they're worse off than the Patriots because they are heavily invested in things that are not paying dividends.
Sure. The Patriots just spent a third overall pick on a quarterback.
But we don't
know
if it's
good.
Paying dividends.
But we don't know that he is the point.
But we know they suck. I'd rather not know and have hope than already be in the, oh, crap, what have we done? We gave this guy $260 million boat.
Fine.
Drake May could be good. Trevor Lawrence is going down Bust Boulevard.
Yeah, but I would say all these teams, just about every single one of them that you've mentioned, have better teams around their quarterbacks than the Patriots, though.
Which is even more alarming.
Every single one of them.
It's even more alarming. That means that guy sucks even more than I think he sucks, right? Because Drake May has to get people around him. He could suck initially just because the guys around him suck, and then if I surround him. But other teams, let's look at Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted Ridley really badly, right?
Yes.
Everybody wanted Hopkins really bad. He has him, and what's he doing with him?
Not much.
Putting big L's on his forehead, giving the ball to the other team instead of his litany of receivers. Now, this one gets debatable, the Arizona Cardinals. I don't like Kyler Murray. I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. I think you're tied into Kyler Murray, and I think he's a little bit of a dog. We got to make him study. And then I would even go one more spot up, the 22nd ranked Indianapolis Colts. I have no faith in their coach. And Anthony Richardson is going down the road of this guy's a great athlete. His RAS is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can he play quarterback in the NFL? Or do you have a version of him and his name is Joe Milton? You just don't have him as your franchise quarterback and you didn't take him as the first round. I think there's some similarity.
Joe Flacco?
Joe Milton. Joe Milton's on your team and I think he can do what Anthony Richardson does.
I see what you're saying.
And they're both bad NFL quarterbacks.
Got it. Okay.
And you didn't invest a first round pick in Joe Milton. You took a flyer on him.
In the sixth round.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
Doesn't Richardson have the worst completion percentage in the league right now?
Yeah, but he threw that one bomb. That was awesome that one time.
That was awesome.
I saw a tweet. It was like he can make throws only 1% of the league can make, but he also can't make throws that 99% of the league can make.
I think I just did a great spin job, sales job of the Patriots being better off long-term than almost half of the National Football League, all those teams that are currently ranked higher than you in everybody's power rankings.
Yeah, and
if
you're looking at it purely on the sense of the owner and how much money they have invested in quarterbacks and things like that, then I guess you could make that argument.
Owner, coach, and quarterback.
Yeah, but in terms of the actual team and what they look like and what their future looks like, I don't think the Patriots have this big, bright future. I don't.
Oh, I do.
I really don't.
$150 million. I didn't even get into the draft picks.
Some of the teams on the list that you just mentioned, I think, can turn it around before the Patriots get good. I think that Cleveland certainly can.
How?
I think they'll be able to figure out a way out of that.
$70 million a year going to a quarterback who stinks?
For what, two more years? I mean,
that's
okay.
A lifetime. Drake May will be in the Super Bowl at the end of that.
Oh, really? Okay, Drake May in the Super Bowl.
I'm in the spin zone, remember. Go round and round.
I think the Raiders could probably get a quarterback before then. I think the Cardinals are already better. The Giants, I think, can get better than you. I think all of that.
How long till they move on from Kyler Murray?
From Kyler Murray? I don't know. I mean, how much longer is he signed for?
He just signed, so I would say 4 years.
Four more years? I think he finishes that contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you're definitely better off than them. I nailed the hell out of this segment. It's not done
yet.
In
your own mind, you certainly did.
Isn't that the only place that it matters?
I guess.
I'm getting calls and texts. People tell me how great I am.
I don't see any of that.
Yeah, you should look on the other screen.
I'm not seeing anybody saying that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you've called to tell Andy how great he is, and he needs it right now.